Here we are again. At the, yes. We're at the New York World's Fair on July 4th, 1965. About 20 minutes of 10 in the morning, we're standing in line at the DuPont Chemical Pavilion here at the New York World's Fair. And the line is now beginning to enter the theater. We're at the Gold Theater. There are two theaters here, the Blue and the Gold. Two simultaneous Broadway shows are presented at the same time. We're going in now, so we'll stop the machine and proceed in.
the lamp and in the room. On the door and in the lock. In the washer and the dryer. And the garden will be laid.
Science, as he both thought and experimented. middle of his work, Boissier became caught up in the terror of the French Revolution. And in 1794, he was put to death. Boissier left an apprentice named E.I. DuPont. Leaving France, he came to Delaware and established a small powder mill on the banks of Brandywine. And today, the company that he began is still serving America, dedicated to bringing all of us better things for better living through chemistry. What has chemical research brought us? Well, some of you may recall when nylon stockings first came on the market. Oh, hi there, Mrs. Weston. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember.
They were first introduced at the 1939 New York World's Fair 26 years ago.
Of course, I was just a child.
Of course. And today, nylon appears in everything from fabric to rifles.
Rifles?
Certainly. But the entire stock of this handsome rifle is made of nylon. How about that?
And to think we first saw it right here that many years ago.
That's right, we did.
Happy birthday, Donald.
Oh, how beautiful. Would you blow out the candles, please? Oh, you missed one. I'll get it. There.
But what did DuPont make before nylon? I can't seem to recall.
Oh, lots of things. Take industrial explosives, which helped in clearing the frontier, creating our railroads and highways, even in carving Mount Rushmore. Chemistry has always done things with a bang.
Take four.
If at first you don't succeed.
Did you know cars once came in only three colors? You had to take black, blue, green, or else. But research gave cars more colors than the rainbow, right on up to Lucite light. And research took the knock out of automobile engines. It can make even a car that's a dog look beautiful. Because research gave us those famous number 7 specialty vans. Who did all this research? No, not him. No. 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 Oh, come on. DuPont. Without DuPont research, your car would be something to be desired. This is Weston. Can you remember what the world was like before cellophane when you were a girl?
Haven't we always had cellophane?
Not always. Close your eyes and visualize a sanitary old-time grocery store in 1915.
Good morning, Mrs. Avery. What'll it be this morning, ma'am?
I think I'll begin with some spinach, please.
Spinach?
Some
cheese. Cheese? About a quarter of a pound?
Why not? And some of your delicious snacks.
Got them right here? Oh, come on, Tiger. Love those snaps. Those are good. Sauerkraut. Very classic. Oh, how'd that get in there? One chicken.
That's all. How much?
Well, that'll be 80 cents even. Oh, sure thing, Miss Avery. Bye.
And now the time is 1965.
Spinach? Cheese? Ginger snaps? Sauerkraut? Chicken. There you are, Mrs. Avery.
Yes, there they are. The very same food for about $8. Some wrapped in moisture-proof cellophane, some in other things. All products of chemical research.
Oh, is that just
Sure thing. So long.
Well, now let's discuss. Oh, Weston, I'm sorry. I forgot about you. You can open your eyes now. Isn't that better?
Hey, now what are we going to do?
Well, let's discuss one of the simplest things in the world.
My husband.
No, not your husband. Molecule.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, why don't we discuss that?
I'll bet you were, too.
And I'm going to sit down while we do.
Oh, fine. We'll see you later, then. Everything in the world, you know, is made up of molecules. And some of the most useful of those that form versatile plastics like Alamon, Delrin, Lucite, and Teflon. And that's what we mean. It is very important. There you are.
There are plastics in your toaster, in the blender and the clock, in the lamp and in the roaster, on the door and in the lock, in the washer and the dryer, and the garden tool you lend. In your music amplifier and electric fryer, you have got a plastic friend.
We can coat a waffle griddle, so the waffle never sticks. See the strings upon your fiddle, even see your fiddle sticks. See the bristle on your toothbrush, and the teeth upon your comb.
Not the only things chemical research has created. For example, there's Valvoline. To fill the need for machine dry cleaning, easy to do, and clothes have brighter colors too. Valvoline Dental Care. Xerox. To fill the need for an antifreeze that can't be seen. If your garage does not have heat, time for Xerox there. Repel. To fill the need for...
I'm reading this one.
Okay, Mrs. Weston, but be careful.
Repel. Feel the need for a fabric finish to repel those stains that seem to come pell-mell. It would clean without a trace if you got a pie right in the face.
Mr. Weston.
Yes.
Oh.
Coconut cream.
Her favorite pie. How lucky. Tavola. To fill the need for dyes that last, you know our fast in colors that are unsurpassed. Step on that cigarette, fella. Oh, that's smart, doesn't it?
One moment, please.
Mrs. Weston, you're back and all cleaned up. Gee.
Yes. We want to play our Freon Serenade.
What?
Come on, girls.
But Mrs. Weston and girls, listen. Freon is a propellant that makes aerosol cans work like hairspray. Now, you know that.
Of course we know.
Well, then.
And we put whistles on.
Whistles?
Listen.
On the little cat?
One, two, three.
Goodbye. All these products are from DuPont. DuPont, DuPont. Yes, but I was supposed to do that, Mrs.
About
Weston.
DuPont.
Don't you remember? Mrs. Weston. You've had your turn. Now it's time to see something beautiful.
Oh, what's that?
Fashion.
Oh. Fashion.
We wouldn't miss it, not for a minute. Oh. Come on, girls.
It's the other way, Alice. Every show, the same thing.
Velvet. From Ole Cassini,
on brocade.
Isaac Newton lay dying, very old and very famous, he said something to be remembered forever. These were his words. I do not know when I may appear to the world, but to myself, I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore, diverting myself now and then, finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, while the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me. That great uncharted sea still lies before us, even though we have created wonders that Newton could not have dreamed of. For example, through X-ray motion pictures, we can look into the innermost secrets of life. And if we wish to observe the flight of a hummingbird, such as this one, we can take pictures so rapidly that this entire sequence actually lasted only 1/5 of 1 second when photographed. Our speed is 2,500 pictures per second. But today we have film that enables us to take 10 million pictures every second. How can we answer when asked what tomorrow will bring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing tomorrow will bring is lots of Corfam for shoes, the newest and one of the greatest results of chemical research. In a nutshell, we're going to have shoes like we never had shoes before.
What's that everyone saying? What's that everyone knows? What's that music they're playing? Where's that everyone goes? Down each street, the neatest bees are wearing Corfam shoes. All are tall and smart as tall. Vision of fashion, look that flattering flair, get that powerful passion, come along, you'll walk on air. What's that beautiful pleasure no one wants to lose? It's that pleasure you treasure when you wear Corfam shoes. You can do it, you can it, you can wear them with ease, for they have the happy knack of breathing. Every pair is aware with their name and a pair and a shape that they will all retain. Don't you know that the rest will be looking depressed and as stressful as a baby teething? It's the beauty of playing, no longer afraid, even in the middle of a rain. For the rain is now champagne.
Hey,
Thank you. After our curtain closes to those doors in the red room, we'd like to show you some molecular marvels even more astounding than the Hindu rope strip. And that's a nylon rope. Before our finale, all of us would like to say this has been a Thick Frog production. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Gordon Ramsay, and on behalf of our cast, Jim Pompey, Jerry Gardner, Bernice Crum, and Nancy Mercado, we thank you, friends, and good night.
Going into the red room. The music here is live.
Into the freon and see what happens to them. But while they're freezing, Let's have a look at some molecules that are quite emotional. They're like us. When calm, they are clear. But when agitated, they turn blue. Now, it takes them a little longer to calm down than it did to become worked up. But if you'll watch, you'll see that when things are quiet and they are once more at rest, everything clears up again, just as it does with us. David, let's not annoy the molecules. Let's get back to our adiprene, a natural rubber at 100 degrees. At 100 degrees below zero. We're going to drop a heavy weight on each kind and see what happens to them. First, the adiprene. Frozen solid. Adiprene remains efficient, just as it does on rocket ships and in the Arctic. What about ordinary rubber at the same temperature? Again. You know, most important scientific discoveries occur in tiny test tubes rather than in giant complexes like our special glassware by Corning. And one of those discoveries was the creation of nylon. Somebody once said, change the lives of all of us and the legs of half of us. And I can't quite remember who said it. Who? James Bond. Anyway, we're going to make nylon for you right now in this glass. One of these liquids contains one kind of molecule and the other another. Now, if we pour carefully where the two meet, a new kind of molecule will be formed, which is nylon. One of DuPont's newest creations is Lycra, and it has a memory, so that when stretched, it snaps right back to its original form. No rubber in Lycra, it's all fiber. We missed him again. Lycra is used in comfortable stretch fabrics, some of which can snap us back to our original forms, too. You know what I mean, ladies. And this, on the other hand, is Dacron, whose molecules change and stay changed when stretched. Stretching makes Dacron permanently fluffy. Dacron is used in things like pillows and comforters. Guess who? Now, in addition to fibers, DuPont also creates dyes to color them. And here we have an all white cloth. We're going to place it into a special dye bath for a moment. I think you might be just a little bit surprised by the results. Also, you'll notice we're going to leave one corner of the cloth white, so you'll be sure it's the same cloth when it comes out again. Now, we're rinsing it in some clear water. Bring it out and see what we have. Four different dyes, and our cloth is woven of four different fibers. Each fiber accepts only one of the dyes mixed together in a solution. Now, we began our demonstrations at a temperature of 100 degrees below zero. But now, let's examine our mastery of something very, very hot. In our furnace, we've placed a piece of TD nickel, which we have heated to the temperature of 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. This new alloy will be used in jet engines, hotter than even 2,000 degrees. But I'm going to hold it now in my bare hand, protected only by a thin sheet of Titersil, the most unusual insulating material, only 1/8 of an inch thick. Titersil is just one more example of man-made molecules that nature didn't get around to. What would this heat do to an ordinary piece of wood? barbecue, anyone? Cyber Tool is used in everything from ovens in the home to rocket ships in outer space. And speaking of outer space, above the doors on both sides of our stage are models of the Echo satellites now circling the Earth, each in reality taller than a 12-story building. Now, both our models and the satellites are made of DuPont's extremely thin but extremely strong Mylar. Echo 1 and 2 have traveled a distance of over 1 billion miles, bombarded constantly by space dust and meteorites. And yet their Mylar covering is actually thinner than the cellophane on a package of cigarettes. And now, we're going to get ourselves into a glorious mess. Anybody you all set up? How are you? Incidentally, part of each cloth has been treated with a stain-resistant, water-repellent molecule called Z-Pel, and part has not. See if you can tell which is which with some simulated stain. We're going to begin with some coffee. A little bit of cranberry juice. And some ink. Pretty messy, huh? Then we'll wash it all down with some water and see what we have. Style, the Z-Pel molecule resists them all, and it's in the fiber to stay. If your fibers are upside down, we're going to show you the molecules that have been trained to change color on command. We're going to begin with a very dark blue. Now we can take that color completely out. And then we can change it to something else. Or we can even go right back where we started. Dark blue. Very nice. Flawlessly done. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. And even more surprising are molecules that have been taught to tell time. We're going to mix together two clear liquids. And a few seconds later, you're going to see something so startling, you can almost hear it happen. Don't take your attention away, not for a single instant. First, on my right. Now, on my left. This is who we're going to three on this time. This is the tube of Baynow. And it's unusual because when it's red, as it is now, it is a solid that you can see. But when in motion, the Baynow becomes a liquid. Now let me shake it, perhaps you can hear it. There you can actually see it moving back and forth in the tube as a liquid. But when the Baynow is once again at rest, it goes right back to its solid state again. And this principle is used in leucite paint. David, you'll please hit your brush. Now you'll notice that the paint doesn't drip, because like the Baynow in the tube, in solid state. But when one paints with leucite paint, the motion of the brush turns it into an easy flowing liquid. Now this is a piece of leucite plastic set into a pepper shape, and it has the unusual ability to conduct light. I'm going to take this small flashlight and direct a beam of light right here, and you'll notice the light travels all the way through the rod and comes out the other end again. There you see the light passing through the leucite rod. And there it is, coming out at the other end. Now, embedded into the walls all around us are the ends of nearly 200,000 small leucite rods like this. We're going to conduct light through them right now to show you three separate effects. First, contrails. And now, we'd like to show you something on which research is still being done. Everything that you have seen so far represents products already created by the chemists to bring us better things for better living. But research never stops. And now science is investigating the phenomenon of chemiluminescence in a search for a way to produce light without heat. Incidentally, this is something that fireflies have known how to do for thousands of years. And now at last, we can do it too. Here we have two liquids. When mixed together, their molecules become so excited that they glow. Ladies and gentlemen, chemiluminescence. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you're alive, Smith.